Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm going to be weighing in pretty heavily on what happened in Maricopa County and also around the country where they had similar problems, all designed to steal an election. And I'm going to try to be bringing in people over the next few days to talk about their voting experience. And we're doing that here, and I'm not asking people to identify themselves, because when they're arresting people for praying on the sidewalk in front of abortion centers, then it's time that we let people have anonymity, because these people are coming after anyone who disagrees with the government. So on that note here, we have to keep the identity confidential. But we have a voter here. We're not going to use a name. And this individual attempted to vote in one location and had to go to a second location in Maricopa County. And so I'd like to welcome you to the show. And before we go to our guest, I forgot to do the ad here real quickly. Hey, for the very best in storable food, and with the railroad strike looming mid-month, and with the diesel fuel that's going to certainly climb out of sight now that the Democrats have prevailed in the election, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of your last opportunities to get storable food. What you get right now is $250 off the three-month emergency kit. You can order in increments of 3 months to save money. If you order a year or 2 years, you're really going to need this, because when the food runs out and it's not being shipped, it's not being grown, do you think the Biden administration is going to help you? No, they care more about China than they care about you. So go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Our guest here is going to hear just for a brief moment. I'd like you to talk about your experience in voting in northern Maricopa County.
Good morning, Dave. I went to the location in Desert Hills, approximately 7th Street and Carefree Highway. And I had heard it had been previewed earlier on the local news as being one of the busiest locations. The lines were very long. It was wrapped around the building and then some. And I stood in line for about an hour and 10 minutes. It was my turn. I finally got up there. Getting ready to sign in, they said, oh, hold the line. The tabulators aren't working. Up until that point, apparently they had been working. So we sat there for a few minutes, and I started asking questions about, you know, are they working? Are they working? One poll worker, a gentleman, yeah, they're working. I'm like, well, turn around, because they're not accepting the ballots. So then they asked us to, I said, can you take your ballot to another location? They're like, no, you have to do it here. And I said, well, what happens if I vote and it doesn't tabulate my vote? And they said, well, you can put it in the drop box for the absentee ballots, and it goes downtown and it's counted that evening. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. That's why I'm here.
Let me ask you this before you go further. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Because I don't trust it would make it downtown. I don't trust it would be counted.
Yeah, you're aware that the post office employees, many of them were caught in the last election dumping Republican ballots.
Correct. And okay, not to mention the fact that it would have been in an absentee box, but it wouldn't have been in an envelope for them to compare my signature or do any of that. So what would they have done with that? I don't know.
They would have kicked it out. They have to verify a signature with a bipartisan committee. They would have kicked your vote out. That's exactly right.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So I asked them, I said, well, so if it doesn't take my ballot, they said, well, you can just re-sign in and we'll give you a new ballot and you can try again. And I'm thinking, that does not sound correct. That does not sound correct at all, because then it's going to show me signing in twice, voting twice. I said, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. And the people in line behind me were very skeptical as well. So after a few questions and stuff like that, I pulled up some other locations, and I ended up going to a location just south of here, again, still in far north Phoenix. The line was long, but it was moving. So I was only in line about 25 minutes. I got in there. The tabulators were working, because before I got in line, I even went and asked, are they working? They're like, yeah. Like they had no even idea that what was going on elsewhere. In any event, I signed in, filled out my ballot. They were out of pens. Oddly enough, they had no pens. People, I guess, were walking off with them. So you're kind of left there just waiting for somebody to hand you a pen. But the process went fine after that. But it was just odd that they had gone down all at the same time. And I did not speak to one person, not one person, who was not wanting changes. Everybody wanted a change. Everybody in line.
What do you mean by
the grocery store?
Hold on for a second.
They did not like the status quo as far as what was going on with the government.
They didn't trust the
process. So it just seems odd to me that all these polling places go down, Democrats are ahead all night long. It just, I went to too many rallies, I've talked to too many people, I've been in too many lines. I haven't talked to one person that's happy with what's going on right now. So it's just odd.
Did you encounter an anecdotal survey is what I'm going to ask you here. As you were in these two election centers, did you have any discussions about political preferences and so forth and so on? In other words, did you encounter Democratic voters as well as Republican voters? What was your experience with that?
The experience was that most definitely people were voting Republican. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I need to say this, too.
Just in the conversations, nobody came outright and said it. But in the conversations, you could just tell. You could just tell. But there was one woman at the second place who said that last year she had put hers. She was told to just put her ballot in a box, an open box, like just a box. And her ballot never got counted. She tracked it. She said it never got counted. Therefore, she was also not going to just put it in an absentee box or anything like that. She was going to make sure her ballot was tabulated at that time.
Yeah. Since Maricopa County makes up over half the state's total of voters, they compromised. I'll say it this way. They should have done pre-testing to validate that everything was working. And these systems are not interconnected from site to site. I know that for a fact. So in other words, they had 30% go down at the same time, but they operate independently. The only thing they share in common is a common reporting of results to news media links, but they do not operate the machines and even the hand counts uniformly from site to site. They're not on the same system. So how do we believe the fact that 30% of the just happened to go down at the beginning of the voting? That's just not believable.
Yeah, it's not. And the fact that one of the candidates would not recuse herself when she was in charge.
Oh, yeah. Katie Hobbs is Secretary of State in charge of elections, and she wouldn't recuse herself. So she could manipulate the election. In fact, I don't know if you know this or not. In Cochise County, which is a border county, they said after the machine votes are over, they're going to hand count the results. And Katie Hobbs said, if you do that, we'll sue you.
Yeah. Well,
I know. It's crazy. Now, your area, I know pretty much where you live from what you said with Desert Hills. That's a heavy Republican area, too. And what I understand, I talked to a congressional staffer, and they told me that they estimate 28 of the 30%, about approximately, were heavy Republican areas where this happened. This didn't happen in Central Phoenix or South Phoenix, where they're heavily Democratic. Didn't happen in Pima County, where they're almost all Democratic. It happened in the Republican areas of Maricopa County. That's where this was located.
I would agree with that, because I had heard also Cave Creek was down, Anthem was down.
Republican.
So all these areas up here were down.
Yeah. And they're not on the same system. That's what I have to emphasize here. Because if they were all in the same system, you'd have 100% failure. It was selected failure for 30% of the voting sites that were predominantly Republican.
I was not comfortable with it at all.
Okay, they wanted you to put your vote in a box, right?
Yeah, it was the absentee ballot box.
Or so they said.
Well, that's what they said, and people were putting their absentee ballots in that box.
Yeah, I wish everyone would trace their vote who was caught up in these situations, because there could be a class action lawsuit. Let's say we found 10,000 people that tracked their votes, and their votes never got counted, and they put the votes in a box. That's class action lawsuit time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, do you think it's a
coincidence? I hope they do a hand recount, to be honest.
Well, they're not going to.
I know. I think it should go back to just paper ballots like other countries do, and take these machines and burn them. I don't know.
Well, I had two, shall I say, anonymous sources. One was former DOJ, and his expertise was elections. And he even gave me the code for how Dominion changes the votes, or so he said. And then I had another person who was tied to an intelligence agency. I don't want to mention it because people could connect us because I know him and he's public. But both of these people who would have had reason to be able to know told me that the Dominion voting take mostly is tabulated in China. That's why the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors 2 years ago refused two court orders to release the code so they could determine where the votes were counted, and they wouldn't do it.
And with that being said, there was a report on the local news here yesterday that the machines that went down were Dominion machines.
Of course.
I
I
heard
can't
that
believe
on
they
the news.
admitted to that. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I heard that on the news. Now, I don't know if they were correct in that statement, but I did hear that on the news.
Now, forgetting your
So that was in a
bias.
press conference that was held yesterday, and I honestly don't know who it was.
Now, forgetting your political bias here, just from what you've observed in the lead up to the election, who should have won the governor's race?
Absolutely, Carrie Lake.
Was it even close in your mind?
No.
No.
I haven't spoke to one person that wanted Hobbs. Not
Yeah.
one person.
Well, she wouldn't even debate.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll just say this publicly. You can respond if you want. A vote for Katie Hobbs is a vote for open borders, which she advocated for as a legislator, which means more fentanyl to kill our kids.
Yes, I would agree.
That's
I the only Republican that I could even imagine losing in the state of Arizona would have been Tom Horn, and that's only because he had a reputation already.
Yeah, there you go.
He's the only one that I could see and losing his election. The rest of them, I just don't understand.
I know. Well, I remember Martha McSally when she lost to Mark Kelly with the midnight ballots that came in after the polls all closed. She, in a debate, exposed Mark Kelly as being owned more by China than even Biden.
Yes.
So, and why anyone would vote for that is just a mystery to me. And he lied all the way through the campaign. He voted for with Biden 98% of the time. I don't get it. I mean,
I don't understand either.
I don't think
I don't
the masses are
understand
that
why people
stupid.
in the entire country, you know, I don't understand it.
I know. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your experience in Maricopa County. But it's typical. I've received over 130 emails from people in Maricopa County who are really pissed off, and they're familiar with my work I did 2 years ago on the election fraud then. And so I was kind of a lightning rod to get people who were pissed off, and they almost all of them to a person tell a similar story to you. Dump your ballot in this open box. Now, they didn't even use ballot boxes in some of the centers. They used open boxes in some of the centers from what I was told on these emails.
Yeah.
So,
no, this wasn't an open box. But the one thing I will say, I was really surprised and kind of happy to see at the second location when people came up with more than one absentee ballot, there was one lady. I didn't see all of them do it, but one lady that was monitoring that absentee box, ballot box, whatever you call it, she actually did ask, who are you dropping ballots for? And she said families. I think the lady had three of them. So that I was happy to see.
That shouldn't be allowed. That should not be allowed either.
Yeah.
Because I can say Mr. Magoo is my uncle.
That's true. But they can, you know, I guess they can't verify the address. I'm not familiar with the envelopes. I don't know if the addresses are on the outside. So I really can't say because I'll never vote that way. I will always vote in person, and I will always make sure my vote goes in immediately.
Yeah. Are you going to add your voice to the chorus of people that are going to clearly call for the end of Dominion voting machines?
I absolutely would. If there was petitions or whatever, absolutely. Yeah,
you're giving me an idea. Well, look, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your experience here. Getting firsthand experience stories is invaluable because they can no longer just say, you're an election denier. No, no, we got a real person this happened to here, and you're not the only one we're going to talk to. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Bye.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks to our previous eyewitness with Maricopa County voting fraud and irregular and illegal voting practices. And we covered the fact, if you didn't hear that first part, that the voting 30% of the voting machines, voting centers went down, and they were almost all in Republican areas. And I've got that from a congressional staffer as well. We're going to continue with our discussion of firsthand witnesses about what happened in Maricopa County. I'm just going to say this as a preliminary. They are supposed to run conflict analysis, trial runs with all the voting equipment, and none of the election centers are connected except for the election reporting results. They do not allow the machines to talk to each other until they tabulate to a central source. So, in other words, if 30% went down, 100% should have gone down. That's how you know this is a fraud, because it was centered in Republican areas. But I'm going around now and I'm talking to eyewitnesses, such as the individual who's on the phone with me now, and he lives in a rural area in northern Maricopa County, which our last guest was also at too. I want to welcome you to the show. And first of all, I almost got ahead of myself here. Need to say this to you very quickly. Joe Biden is going to bring in digital ID, or at least he's going to die trying. And that means the death of the dollar, and you need to let Noble Gold help you. And they have a variety of ways to help you diversify and prepare for what's coming. And I really strongly suggest you go with Noble Gold. Now, I'm required to say this by the FTC. They should make us say this about elections too. Past performance is no guarantee of future performance, and of course, investments carry an inherent risk. Okay, but Noble Gold, I've been a customer for 4 years. They're the best organization I've ever dealt with. So call them at 623. Well, he's back up. Bob, Bob. Did I say 623? Okay, come on, Dave. You're so upset about the election. You got to calm down now. 877-643. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to just give out the. You tell I'm really pissed. We're just going to give out where you can get free information. Okay, goldbeforelate.com. Goldbeforelate.com. And sorry about that. But like I said, I don't think I've ever been this upset. My immune system's down. I'm not feeling good. And that's because we've had another election stolen from us in Maricopa County. Anyway, to our caller, I want to welcome you to the show, and I'd like you, without any prompting for me, just to relate your experience with voting.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me on your
You
show.
bet.
I too feel like I was cheated. I actually didn't vote in rural area. I was in the city, well, in the suburbs, close to the city. The first polling place, people were coming out of there all complaining the machines are down. They couldn't print the ballots. So I went to another place and, you know, driver's license, and they printed my ballot. And I used my own black gel pen to fill in the circles perfectly. Went up to the machine, put it in, it rejected. I flipped it around 180 degrees, put it in, it rejected. Flipped it over, same thing, four times rejected. They said, "Well, it looks good. I don't know why it's not working." So they gave me their pen. It was a pen. I asked for a pen and I redid the ballot, but I noticed the black marks kind of had little marks on them. I thought this was electronically scanned. There was something actually turning the black circles. There was like gold little flakes on it, like something was rubbing on it. So I used their pen, circled it in a little darker, same thing, four times rejected. I mean, I even tried it more than four times that time. They said, "Well, this is very rare, only happens to like 12 people so far." So they gave me a black felt marker, not a Sharpie, but it was a black felt marker, and I very gently went over it and checking to make sure it didn't bleed through, because that happened to me in 2018, and filled them all in. They were all perfect. Ran it through, same thing. It didn't take. It rejected every time. So they wanted me to stick it in a slot that goes into a box to be counted later by two poll takers.
There
They're
you
gonna
go. There you go.
hand do my ballot, and I said, "Absolutely not." So I was there an hour arguing with them, and while I was standing there arguing, other people were being rejected. I'd say about at least 35, 40% of the people's ballots got rejected.
Would you say that you were in an
Now,
area that was mostly Republican?
yes, absolutely.
Okay. That goes
now,
a
friend of mine went with me, and this person is like a model citizen. Their ballot went right through. So I insisted I want this counted, and they said, well, we have a handicap machine. And to me, it seems like it was very easy to vote on it. It was a big screen. It's touch screen. You don't have to sit there and get writer's cramps, fill in the dots. Felt like I'd taken an ACT test. And then after I was done voting, there was a print button. I hit print and printed out a ballot. Now, this ballot wasn't a ballot like I got from the original printing. It had all my choices on it with a QR code. So I went up to the ballot machine, the Dominion counter, and they wouldn't let me put it in. They wanted me to put it in the bottom slot to be counted. I said, no, there's a QR code on here. This machine should be able to read a QR and accept my ballot. They said, no. And so then they got the book out and they said, oh, you're right. Okay. So I put it in and it accepted it. From what I'm gathering, there was a lot of people that got rejected. It wasn't just 12 out of many. They were talking 12, not 12%. They said 12 people. It's almost like the ballot was flawed. I could have just put one vote on it, perfectly circled it in like I did all the other ones, and it still would have been rejected because the ballot, I believe the ballot itself was flawed not to be accepted by the machine, so it would have had to have been hand-counted. I was the only one that argued the issue. Everyone else was arguing more than me, but they surrendered their ballot to be counted by hand. I did not.
Yeah, and they get dumped. You know those stories from 2020 where people were actually caught dumping Republican ballots.
Yes.
Yeah, they were actually caught.
I also talked to the poll taker because they were talking to me and telling me, oh, this is very unusual. I said, we need to go back to paper ballots. She goes, why? So we can have hanging chads?
Oh my
I said,
God.
At least a hanging chad can be counted by a human and not change down the road weeks later. With the paper ballot, even with hanging chads, we had a election outcome the next day. I said, 2018 took, what, weeks to get winners? This is ridiculous. Electronics should be quicker than counting by hand.
Yeah, exactly. Hanging
so, yeah,
chads,
I'm,
that
I'm
has to
aggravated.
Be the worst argument
it's
I ever heard.
Extremely aggravated.
Yeah, the hanging chads argument wasn't even valid, but the bottom line is to use that here over Dominion voting machines. See, but those employees, they sign an agreement, and part of that agreement is that they're not allowed to publicly criticize Dominion voting. Anything connected to the election, they cannot question. That's the people that work for the elections. This is just amazing here. But you only had to go to one center to take care of this, correct?
Well, the first one I went to, they weren't printing ballots. I had to go to another one.
Okay, so you had to go to two centers. Now, I want you just to project this for a second. This is happening in Republican areas. People only allow so much time to vote because they got to go back to work. So how many people didn't vote because of this nonsense? So
I agree.
And only two. I got this from a congressional staffer. They estimate that only 2% of the voting centers that went down were located in predominantly Democratic areas like Central and South Phoenix. And to me, you just have to decide if you're a coincidence theorist or you're going to see this for what it is. Another stolen election by Maricopa County. And you know, here's the other thing, too. The lamestream media, I want to get your reaction to this. I don't know if you saw Bill Gates, who I used to know personally, and I used to have a lot of respect for him, but politics has changed him. Bill Gates came out when these machines went down, the centers went down, and he just announced it to the media, and no one asked him the question, didn't you pre-test these machines before the election? No one asked
Wow.
him. No one asked him that. And I think that's what should have been asked of everybody in these election centers, because they're required to go through pre-testing. It's not an option. It's a requirement. So you're going to tell me that all these machines were okay, and then just on election day in Republican areas, 30% of them go down? You've got to be kidding me. So anyway, I've seen the latest results with the Kerry Lake thing, and let me just ask you this, just your general feeling, okay? Do you think there's any way that Katie Hobbs could have defeated Carrie Lake in an open and honest election?
Absolutely not. Last night, I seen the blue votes were really high, but the red was coming up, and they say, well, those are the voters that are voting in person. Well, why is only blue voting pre-voting in the, you know, ballot boxes that you can just throw a ballot or 10 ballots or 100 ballots in? Also, the routers. I wonder if they got routers that will ever be able to be looked at to see what phone numbers were calling into the Dominion machine, or is Sheriff Penzone going to guard these again and never be brought to light like 2018?
Oh, my God. Well, 2020, too.
2020. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, but let me just say this for the audience. I've said this in a few interviews here, but I want to just make sure that everyone understands what our guest, our firsthand witness, is talking about. In 2020, people that knew the election was stolen filed court actions, and there were two judges that independently ruled that the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors had to surrender the Dominion election codes, which were not given to the election center representatives as required by law. So they went directly to the Board of Supervisors, and Jack Sellers, who was then the chairman, said, hell no, we're not surrendering those. Two court orders they defied. And then Brnovich, the Attorney General, also said, Attorney General's opinion, you must comply. They still haven't complied today. And what you were talking about with Paul Penzone, the communist sheriff who was funded by George Soros to the tune of $2 million to unseat Jorah Pyle, he said, well, I had the codes at a press conference. He'd have no reason to have the codes. That was a bold-faced lie, and even if he had the codes, he would be required under court order as a county employee to surrender those codes, which never happened. So they don't want you to know that those votes, and I've got this from two intelligence sources I know, they don't want you to know these votes were counted in China. That's the story behind that. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, caller, but that's...
Yes.
You're aware of that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to my show at all, you've probably heard me say that before. But this is ludicrous beyond ludicrous. And what we've been doing is, like I said, I've been responding to some of the emails and text messages I get. I have over 130 emails from Maricopa County people who are talking about the fraud. The same stories you're telling. I wish I had time to interview all of them. Anyway, do you have any parting comments for us about your experience and how this has sat with you, how it affects you?
Well, between what happened in 2020 with the Sharpie Gate that got me, took my vote away, that they redid my ballot because it bled through and didn't permanently staple the new ballot to the old ballot. They just took the new ballot, and there was no accommodation for the 20,000 ballots that they threw away after they transferred. They must have transferred it wrong, probably, because, you know, Biden won. And also, this time, my gut's telling me they're using our driver's license, and it's going through a Chinese personal social credit score. That's why I was given a bad ballot from the get-go that would not have been accepted with just one vote on it. It would have still been rejected, so they can hand count it and change my vote. That's what I feel in my heart and my stomach and my brain is telling me.
Pretty amazing. And I'd like to say you're a Looney Tune conspiracy theorist, but how many times does this have to happen? By the way, five of the six swing states had similar experiences to Maricopa County, just not as widespread. And so the fix was in pretty much everywhere. And what I discovered in 2020 was that what they did in Phoenix and in Maricopa County, they also did in Fulton County and Atlanta. I mean, the strategies remain the same. It's just amazing. Well, look, I want to thank you for being brave enough to come on and tell your story. And we're not using names or what you do for a living and so forth, because severe retaliation can happen with this. They're arresting people for praying on sidewalks in front of abortion centers. They're sure as hell going to go after the people they call election deniers. It's going to happen, folks. Mark my words. That's why we have to do this third party and anonymous, because I don't want to jeopardize anyone in our audience. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate the information.
Thank you, Dave.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Thank you very much to our two eyewitness participants in the Maricopa County election fraud. And that's the only way to describe it. You heard what they said. You heard what the election officials and tried to get him to do. And you heard my response to that. This is not a unified system. This was a deliberate takedown of 30% of the polling places that are generally in Republican areas. Not generally. They are in Republican areas. As verified by a staffer of, let's put it this way, someone who's a high-level politician, and I said I wouldn't use their name. Now, having said that, I went to Bob Griswold and I said, okay, Bob, with your experience, I'd like you to look at what has transpired in places like Maricopa County and get your response to this. Before we join Bob real quick, though, I got to get an ad in here real quick. And here's the deal. With transportation being in trouble, the grid being in trouble, natural gas, all this other stuff, coal, all these things that are going to come to an end according to Biden. Well, the bottom line is that you better be self-sufficient. And that means if the grid goes down for any length of time, you may have to scavenge for water and you need a really good water filter. Well, the Alexa Pro Pure Water Filter, I think, proves themselves in their research they list on site that they're the best that there is. You need something that's going to work, and you need one for every member of your family because you're going to have a volume problem of transferring water to where it's going to be drinkable or where you'll want to consume it. You really need to do this right now. The Alexa Pro Pure Water Filter has held prices. They still have a special, and you can get yours by going to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. Now, we have Bob Griswold with Dave.com. And Bob, I know you first alerted me to the problems in Maricopa County. You were the first person I heard, but I've had over 140 emails now since I started. I was at 130 this morning. And so people who listen to the show, live in Maricopa County, are pissed. They know the election was stolen again, and I'd like to get your response.
Well, Dave, you know, I would take a line from John Fetterman, and I would say, hello, good night, America. You know, instead of good night, everyone, good night, America. And I say that with a heavy heart. I do, because it's like we are watching absolutely what I believe is the last election. And it wasn't even out they didn't even try to hide some of it this time. Even Bill Gates, not the Bill Gates that, you know, vaccines everybody to death, but Bill Gates, that's an election supervisor in your area. I guess you said he was your student at one time, but he's saying that, you know, there 7% of the ballots were affected. That's like, you know, I think there was like a couple million votes cast.
That's why you have to do a do-over. 7% changes most elections, Bob.
Yeah, 1.5 million votes. 10% of that's 150,000 votes. So 7% is probably around 110,000 votes. That's just huge. And then for him to say there was no malfeasance, no illegal activity going on. How does he know? How they didn't expect this system to break down is what he's saying. You know, oh, whoops. So all of a sudden he goes, it broke down. We don't know why. That's what he's saying. But we assure you there's no malfeasance here. How does he know?
Yeah, they don't know why it broke down, then how does he know it wasn't deliberate?
Precisely. I mean, you know, this is like Dick Tracy 101. You don't have to be, what was it? Who was the G-Man? Elliot Ness. You don't have to be Elliot Ness to figure this one out. I mean, this is just like... I mean, there's no criminal activity going on. We don't know why it happened, but no criminal activity, we assure you. I mean, come on, people. And you know, Dave, as I was really praying about this last night, Lord, what does all this mean? You know, I'll tell you this. Do you know what's more scary than them cheating? It's if they didn't cheat. Let me explain that. Let's unpack that a bit. If they didn't cheat, America voted for reprobates in every way. America voted for child molesters. America voted for abortion. America voted for open borders. America voted for pedophiles attacking your children in school. America voted for more fentanyl. America voted for less religious freedom. America voted for restriction of freedom of speech. America voted for taking your guns away. I mean, I could go on and on with that. Dave, if, and I think we know it's a big if America, if they did not cheat nationwide, if there was not cheating, this is an accurate representation of how Americans feel. Our nation is definitely under the judgment of God, because you see a reprobate people that are absolutely making choices that are Luciferian, satanic, demented, perverse, evil, wicked. You can add all those. That's their pronouns, you know. It's not it or them. It's evil, satanic, whatever. That's what America chose. That scares me more than them cheating. So either of these scenarios, Dave, if they cheated to win, then that's bad enough. At least that could be possibly rectified. And if people try to rectify it, you know, God Almighty in heaven sees that the righteous are standing up to evil. But if America willingly chose more abortion and all the other things, that will invoke God's judgment on our country. And I mean, and it will be swift, it will be severe, and it's going to bring about a set of circumstances. What does this mean, circumstances, that you are going to start to see? You mentioned at the beginning of the program the need to prep. I would tell you, their goal is to starve you. Their goal is to make sure you don't have any water. Their goal is to make sure you don't have any energy. That means electricity, diesel fuel, propane, LNG, any of those forms of fuels. They want to make sure you don't have it. And, you know, I watched Joe Biden say that, you know, wind and solar panels are much more efficient and easier to do than you know, gas or oil or diesel. That's just an outright lie. It's a total lie.
Well, it defies common sense, Bob.
Absolutely. Only a satanically deceived nation could believe that. That's it. I mean, if people believe that, then they are absolutely demented. You know, granted, Dave, I would love to see Star Trek technology. Everybody would have plenty of energy. Nikola Tesla, you know, energy from nothing. You know, I'd love that. Nobody would support it more. If Joe Biden had that, you know, that Albert Einstein moment, you know, where his theory of relativity. You know, and we had a theory on, you know, free energy or energy from the sun or whatever that really made a difference, man, I'd be all over it. But it's not there. We know it's not there. We just see these, I mean, and nothing pollutes more than wind generators. I mean, you know, the amount of animals they injure, birds, because if they fly into them, that they're extremely noisy. You know, there's sound pollution. Our business runs on solar, Dave, and I had to put, you know, ready-made resources runs on solar, I had to put a new roof on because the old shingles, but that was $28,000. Now, my electric bill at ready-made resources, when I had an electric bill, was about $200 a month. Do you care to divide 200 into 28,000? I mean, that's a whole lot of months. It's not more efficient. And the only reason I did it is because, you know, we have power outages and I didn't want my telephone system and everything else to go down. I did it for financial motivation, not to save the environment, because making the batteries, making the solar panels and all that they do, I mean, those are technologies that require a lot of fossil fuels to make them. So it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's as ridiculous to think that, you know, my electric car is somehow saving the planet, but you see these charging stations that has a Kohler generator there.
Yeah, I hear you.
This is satanic deception. If we voted for these people, if we voted for John Fetterman, I mean, the guy can't put a sentence together.
I know.
I mean, look at that. We have, John Fetterman. We have Nancy Pelosi. I watch her speak sometimes. look at Kamala Harris. Well, I mean, they put her in a big bag somewhere and stuck her off in a closet. You don't even see her anymore. And then, you know, Joe Biden, which just the other day, if you voted for Democrats, what you voted for, because John Fetterman, he had a revelation last night after he got elected. My revelation is, I am not for fracking anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
That's his revelation.
I didn't hear he said that, so he backtracked again.
No. I'm not saying he said that, but you can know that's how he'll vote.
All right, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, no, he didn't say that, but you know that's what it's going to be. I mean, the guy's a hardcore communist. His whole career he was anti-fracking. And for one debate, you know, I'm pro and that whole stupid statement, pro-fracking because I'm pro-fracking and, you know, fracking is good and I'm fracking positive and, you know, that whole jumbled, nonsensical statement he made that night of the debate. But, you know, what you voted for was to shut down coal plants, shut down oil, no new oil. Biden said that, two of them. So what are we going to expect, Dave, with diesel fuel? You answer that question.
Well, if you can even get it, that will be my answer.
And so what about the truckers that bring you your hostess Twinkies?
Well, first of all, let me say this. Forget the Twinkies. The diesel trucks bring you the gasoline. They bring you the food. They bring you the prescriptions. And by the way, I've been told by more than one nurse and one doctor that amoxicillin is in short supply.
It is in short supply. It is. Now,
I want to go back.
You know, if you have animals, I want to say this, Dave, real quick. If you have animals, you can go to a farmer's co-op and pick up amoxicillin for your animals. So make sure they have it. Okay?
Yeah. Well, where are the animals that are going to be put to sleep?
Or they'll be dinner.
When I look at, I don't want to digress too much because I do want to get back to the election, but when we look at what's happening, and the intentional freezing of people to death in Europe and eventually here, the inability for people to eat and heat at the same time. And I look at this, yes, it's evil, it's satanic, but what's baffling to me is we're accepting it. People should be in the streets today about the voter fraud. They should be in the streets today. I'm not saying to go rush the Capitol. That doesn't prove anything. But I will tell you this, in my humble opinion, Florida is the last bastion of freedom in the United States. Ronald Reagan once said America's the last bastion of freedom. Well, Florida is now the last bastion of freedom in America.
It is. I mean, I'm grateful. I do live in Tennessee. We are hardcore, except for Memphis and Nashville. We are a hardcore red state. We did reelect Governor Lee, a Republican, by 2/3 majority. And when you get out into the real, what they call flyover country, that's what the condescending liberals call us, flyover country. When you get out and meet real people in flyover country, you know, we're hardcore red people. Dave, we cling to our guns and our religion here.
Yeah, I want to just say this for the record here, okay? The result reporting from Maricopa County is unified. I determined that in 2020 from my discussions with election officials who were willing to talk to me off the record. The machines are not synchronized from center to center. Each machine in each center has different election codes for the Dominion voting machines. That I determined. And in 2020, the election officials, as required by state law, did not have the election codes on hand, and all the site leaders were supposed to have them. That's the law. Now, let me just make this point. If there was a connection between all these centers, okay, that went down, the 30%, they would have all failed. It would have been 100%. So how is it we can expect, in an environment where they're required by law to do beta testing before the election, are we to believe that the vast majority of the centers that failed with these voting machines failed in Republican areas?
And Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't the Republican Party seek an extension on voting in those precincts and it was denied? I think I saw that. I read that, that the Republican Party said because there was so much confusion and people couldn't vote, we want an extension of 2 or 3 hours. And those counties that were affected by that down thing, you know, the things going down, and the Arizona court turned them down.
Well, I mean, the one thing I would say, yeah, is the Democratic judges said no. So you had, let me explain this. In the two interviews that preceded your appearance on my show, in those two interviews, one person spent a total of 2.5 hours voting, and they had to go to a second center, as did the second person, had to go to a second center because they weren't willing to drop their votes in an open box. And so what we look at with these people here is that many people were delayed for 2 to 4 hours in Maricopa County and Republican areas, and they wouldn't extend the voting deadline. But they did that in other jurisdictions around the country.
Yeah, and that affected 7% of the vote.
Yeah, well, okay, then no, you have an invalid, you have an invalid election in Maricopa County, and it has to be redone. That's my position.
Yeah. But Dave, there was no fraud. We know.
Yeah, well, Bob, stop.
We know.
Don't even repeat the narrative and insult your intelligence, my intelligence. Well, I'm not mocking it. I know you are. I'm not even going to entertain this election denier. No, you're a fraudulent cheat that has taken away the most important right we have in a republic form of democracy, and that's the right to vote.
Dave, I want to address that real quick. I am proud to be an election denier or election questioner because in a true free republic, everyone should question it. I mean, everyone should question, you know, what the government narrative is. Because do you remember the program we did a couple months ago? The government lied about like 9,000 things we addressed. They lied about in the last 100 years. That why wouldn't you question it? I mean, Vietnam, you know, Benghazi, I mean, you name it. They lied about it. 9/11. It's just all a lie. And so, but with elections, that's different, Dave. You know. That's link. That's like, you know, we gotta accept that. It's insane. And now I'm watching in Georgia. You heard the quote, Stacey Abrams. That nincompoop, excuse me, is now blaming, the governor-elect that he was using white supremacist groups to purge the voter rolls. Let's translate that into common English for the average American. Purge the election rolls means people who are dead, people who are in the country illegally, felons who can't legally vote. Those are the ones they wanted to purge off the voter rolls. And so what she's doing, Dave, this is it. You know, we live in a racially, right now, tense society because of Democrats. Democrats, everything's race. If I'm white, I got to hate black people, and black people got to hate white people, and we all got to hate each other. And so she's on TV basically giving fuel to people who already are just, you know, at the edge of the limit of hate before they go out and do something, you know, toxic to somebody. I mean, you know, criminal. And she's on there going, basically, you got these white supremacists that kept me as a black woman out of office. We need to do something. I mean, that is a criminal act. She is inciting terrorism. Well,
she kept herself out of office by saying that a fetus in the late stages doesn't have a heartbeat and that there is no such thing as inflation.
Well, she doesn't have any EEG waves. That's probably what
she doesn't have any brain waves. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what I mean, those EEG
waves.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, you know, people don't have heartbeats. She doesn't have brain waves. But it's just, so over all of it, when they lose, I mean, if John Fetterman had lost, which he probably did lose, you know, but that'll come out. You know, we know what we'd have heard. They're ageist. They're enablers. They're anti-handicap people. It's all of it. We'd have heard it all. And that's their game plan. And that's why, I don't know how much time we have, but this is going to affect everybody in America because that game plan that they used, along with cheating, is the new narrative. And what they are going to do and what they are doing is to absolutely incite racial conflict, religious conflict, class conflict. That's what they're doing. That's what they want. They want, you know, this absolute turmoil in the United States where everybody is hating everybody so they can operate with impunity while they implement the Great Reset, destroy our money, destroy our military. You know, they've already destroyed education, they've destroyed medicine, they've destroyed news media. I mean, the last few and faint heartbeats of the United States, now they're going to go after that. And I can tell you one of the things they're going to go after is churches. Churches that still speak about sin. You know, it's a sin. Same-sex marriage is a sin. You know, molesting children is a sin. All those things that the Bible talks about are sins. Any church now that brings it up just like they do in Canada or in England, you know, you can go to prison.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we see coming.
Well, look at this. We're already doing it here, Bob, with the arresting of pastors, praying on the sidewalks in front of abortion clinics, not harassing anybody, and they're sent to jail.
Yeah, so, Christian, if you didn't vote yesterday, I hope you enjoy your enslavement. I'm just saying. Or Christian, you know, if you think you can vote for a minister who murders babies, who promotes the murder of babies, I hope you enjoy your enslavement.
Yeah,
because what is coming to this nation, yeah, Warlock, what is coming to this nation, Dave, is gross darkness. I mean, we think the transgender, transhumanism movement today is bad. It is going to take on steroids now. You know, and you as a parent will not even be aware they're doing it. And they're already doing that now, but that's going to go into high gear. Your religious freedom is going to be eviscerated. You can't go to a church, any church that dare speaks about anything about morality is going to be punished financially. You know, you're no longer 501c3. You're going to have property tax on your buildings. I mean, that's where this is all going. Your free speech. Mark my word, you can see what they're already doing to Elon Musk with Twitter. They want to destroy this man. And even though, you know, Elon Musk might have a couple hundred billion dollars, they have trillions. The globalists have trillions of dollars. So they can go after anybody they want to go after and ruin them. They're gonna work on that platform and try to shut it down any way they can because that's the free speech. He's trying to make it into a free speech platform. And just so you'll know, he did not kick Kathy Griffin off for imitating him. He kicked Kathy Griffin off for trying to make him sound like she was him. She made an account, you know, Elon Musk. He used his picture. That's what she did, and then he kicked her off. So it wasn't just, you know, a parody type thing. And you can actually, if you want to do that, you can say Elon Musk parody website. You can put that in there. Everybody knows it's a parody. And that's allowed on Twitter. But what she did was try to make people spread disinformation by making people think she was him.
Well, there's no law against you using any name until you use it for fraudulent purposes. And that's what she did.
Yes. So, Dave, I don't know how much time we have, but with all this I see coming down, I know Americans, a lot of them are being tapped out right now financially, and so I'm just saying, you know, I want to say this, and this is one thing I felt like the Lord laid on my heart. Dave, they can buy food from you, or they can buy it from Amazon. If you're buying it from Amazon, you're supporting the enemy. You really are. I mean, Dave Hodges uses that money to bring these programs to you. Amazon does that money to enslave you. So I just look at this, even if, I don't know, I'm not saying they are, but even if they were a couple bucks cheaper, I know where my money's going. I'm going to support the people who are bringing freedom, the message of freedom, to America. And I know Dave, he could do a lot of other things. You coached for a lot of years, you could coach again. And you know, most people
go back
into
teaching at any time. And I just, yeah. like I said, this is my calling right now. I got to give Andy DeRiso credit. She was my, we're almost out of time, so I got to say this quickly. She was my news director for 6.5 years, and she tried to get me to give up coaching and teaching full time. She said, Dave, this is your calling to do this work. And she told me that for a number of years. Now she's having the last laugh. But and thank you, Annie. Always will love you. But Bob, I do appreciate you coming on. I mean, we have absolutely no question here that this election was stolen. And I love your story that if you want to purge voting rolls of the dead and the illegals, you're a white supremacist. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Well, that's
love
what
it.
She's saying. That's translate her Orwellian double speech there.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying.
Bob, we got 30 seconds. I want you to tell people how to find you over at Ready Made Resources.
Okay. We have Ready Made Resources. We have a walk-in store in Tennessee, and you can visit us on our website at readymaderesources.com, R-E-A-D-Y, Made Resources. And our phone number is 800-627-3809. We have a lot of material in stock. We can get it out usually within a day or so. So 800-627-3809. Give us a call. I'll talk you through whatever you need.
Yeah, exactly.
And help you make a plan.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you better get on your knees and repent. And I'm speaking to myself because one finger's pointing at you, three are back at me. You better repent because I can't believe God's very happy with this nation today. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
God bless, Dave. Thank you. Bye-bye.